Welcome to the Heart of Humans podcast, where heartbreak isn't the end, but the beginning. I'm your host, Jennifer Lee, your heartbreak catalyst, and together we'll turn your heartache into fuel for a fulfilling love life. Get ready to open up your heart and navigate the unpredictable currents of life together, exploring self-discovery, relationships, and the power of living authentically in this modern world. Hi, everyone. I started this podcast because I believe relationships are the most profound systems for self-discovery and growth. And if you're listening to this, I hope that you feel that way too. It's also where we get to explore our feelings of powerlessness. Yes, when we pursue our deepest desires, our emotions are ignited, and we can sometimes feel powerless. And to pursue this unknown is where I choose to deepen my faith and connection to my heart, that I will not abandon myself in the process of learning, being a student from my emotions. And in this podcast, I wish to share my reflections and maybe help others dance in the space between uncertainty and love. It took me a while, because I really wanted to feel clear about what I want to do for this podcast again. And I ended up being more interested, intrigued, fascinated by how emotionally invested my heart is to the unknown. You'll discover that this podcast is all about helping humans navigate the ups and downs of relationships by learning to embrace change, and it's a skill that's especially important in today's ever-changing world. One way to cultivate the skill is through a practice I call role switching, leading and following for growth. I ran a workshop for couples before the end of the year because I really wanted to support partners to gain clarity on why they do date nights or enjoy each other's uniqueness, to foster this flexibility for their relationship instead of being on this treadmill to have to get to their next destination, like having to save this much for their mortgage, to go on that vacation, or to get ready for a new kid, welcoming a new family member. It's a lot. Or just even getting to the weekend sometimes. My question would be, how do you currently create space for exploration and self-discovery in your life? I'm reminded of Greg McKeown. He wrote the book Essentialism, and he says it's vital to create space for exploration, elimination, and execution. You can learn more about reading his book, but right now, I'll tell you about exploration because it's actually a key component for motivation and personal growth. Exploration is the area that I feel most driven by, and that's why my podcast is focused in this area, to help you gain clarity on, for example, why you set boundaries, where you can foster that flexibility, for example, how to let go in case things don't go as planned. So why I started this workshop? Well, it's actually coming from my experience in trying to have a relationship that was alive and fun, but was really challenged. I'll be honest, it was really challenged by our calendars, like seeing if we have time this evening to fit in a date night, and if we don't, we'll have to forego it and make it up another time. Like fussing over our communication because it's not always up to the par of respect that we'd like to hear our communication, or our desire to relax into nothingness sometimes after a long day of work. Like sometimes that's something that we are hoping to seek for ourselves, and feeling resentful that we don't get to have that for ourselves because our partners are missing that connection from us. In my relationship, like we didn't have any regenerative activities. We didn't eye gaze or flirt anymore, and we were always exhausted. So then I started this workshop to put into practice all of the components of play and exploration that I was dying for in our relationship. And not a lot of places offer this for partnerships, for relationships, not intentionally. If you're wondering what happens in this workshop, I'm going to share that with you in this episode. It's an easy way for you to incorporate some of these activities into your own lives. First, it was a soft intro with stretching. Yes, we're going to be using our bodies, mainly our bodies, throughout this workshop. That's the dance background in me, always wanting to use the body to release our tension and bring us back to our authenticity. Yeah, and the reason why is because you can't hide anything with movement. You know, your movement can also say a lot about how you're feeling. Now, with stretching, I created this opportunity to support the partners, for the partners to support each other, and to reach the spaces that are normally hard to reach, and also because it's a seductive experience. And as I said, seductive, like the spit just rolled off my lips. Very seductive. Anything done slow can be very seductive. I'm telling you. And as we moved into the next exercise, if you hear some background noise, it's because a dog I'm taking care of is roaming around this house, and you're gonna include that into this experience as well. I'm gonna include that into this experience. As we moved into the next exercise, I wanted them to reduce the chatter and the expectations in the head with a mirroring exercise. What that is where one partner is the leader and the other partner is the follow. The leader is guiding his body with his movement. So he's the one that's guiding and the other is following his movement, much like a mirroring, like literally a mirror to your partner. It's a simple way of relating to one another. And in partner dancing, we do this a lot. In the dance world, we do this a lot. And I also think it's useful in our day to day. We don't focus on anything else but our partner. Like, I'd say personally, music is even secondary, because the primary objective is to move together. And when we notice we're not moving together, like for example, I step on your foot, or the person turns at a time that I wasn't expecting, we don't criticize each other. We laugh, we wait, and then we try again. And we smile, we wait, we try again. Can you imagine if we handled all disharmony in relationships like that? Miscommunication happens in relationships as missed opportunities for communication. Even within movement, we miscommunicate because the expectations run our minds like an algorithm. So all of those are missed opportunities for communication. And that happens all the time in relationships. You know, when I'm following, I feel more open and relaxed. I'm looking for support. You know, I'm open to support. But when I'm leading, I feel more creative and deliberate and intentional. It's a different area of the brain that I'm exercising. I asked the group to switch roles. Why? I asked the group to switch roles because I wanted them to create more flexibility, because we get used to the algorithm. So for example, if you're used to being the person that's looking for support, you have to dig into your belly, your sacral region, your sacral chakra, to create confidence, generate confidence and creativity. And same thing for a partner who's not used to asking for support and is used to leading. They would have to learn how to be more open, more relaxed, more receptive to support. It makes you a very adaptable human being. And that is so, so highly important in relationships. And I think it's totally reasonable to stay where you're comfortable. I'm not even recommending that you do this all the time, but to experience discomfort for growth, switching roles can really help us relate to each other better. Hopefully, we won't pretend like we know what we're doing, but, you know, when I'm leading, I suddenly realize how much responsibility a leader has. I'm less likely to criticize a leader. You know, I find when I'm in a leading role, whether it's in a partner dance or I give up my princess passenger tiara and I drive my partner somewhere, I'm more vulnerable to not just criticism, but even like the most minute, uneasy expression. Like it could be an expression like, it could be a sigh and I'm already triggered. While my partner, who is in his masculine the majority of the time, has a difficult time relaxing because he's used to planning 3 or 4 steps ahead of us. And that's why polarity is magical. Yes, seek polarity, because polarity encourages both partners to fully embrace their individual strengths. So in this workshop, I could see that it was easy for some to lead and some to follow, but not the other way around. I received even feedback after the workshop that it was challenging to be a leader because they had to rely on their creativity, and even if they are used to leading, it was challenging to be put in a movement based exercise that they're not used to, and to use their creativity. So I think it's something I could have guided better. I think I could have given them more scenarios or questions to explore their movement. And I don't even think I'm a creative person, but I am an expressive person. So I do take more risks, and I think I take that for granted. But the point here is that it's a mistake to forget that much like any area in your life that asks you to wear different hats for a role, doesn't mean that you forget about all of the other qualities necessary for that role. It's still beneficial for you to be open and relaxed as a leader, just like it's beneficial to be intentional and creative as a follow. Like, again, you create a much more adaptable, flexible human being when you are able to step into new roles. What makes it challenging, I think, is our expectations for ourselves and forgetting that we have a lot to offer, much more to offer, whenever we are growing our not so dominant traits. And dance itself is just a safe way to explore our not so dominant traits, because you can observe your expectations that emerge from this mindful movement without having to say anything. You're just observing everything from the mind. The compassion that we give our partners are obviously the compassion we deserve as well. So the next exercise I led was to explore consensual touch in public. Dun, dun, dun. It was consensual. Yeah, I didn't ask them to take off their clothes, even though I feel like I could have. But I wanted them to experience this very intimate, sacred space, private space for themselves to communicate honestly with their touch and to be guided. After a mindful movement exercise where they don't, you know, they're now learning how to break the patterns of what they are already used to. And the key was to slow them down so that they can feel attuned to what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And what feels good, they can share and communicate to their partner what they'd like to experience more of. Or what doesn't feel good, they would communicate to their partners what they'd like to feel less of. And then this room, oh my gosh, you could hear these giggles. There was passion. There's even a little bit of apprehension. But what I loved is that we created this departure from this hectic, busy world of schedules. And we focused on exploring play and intimacy using only our bodies. Well, not just our bodies, because there was beautiful exchanges in their conversations. And one of the men actually said that he learned that connection was more than just about sex. Right. I mean, women know this, but you know, there's always been a struggle in relationships about each other's sexual needs, and it was beautiful because women generally need to feel safe. They need to feel comfortable emotionally to be able to open up to sex. And yeah, I was so, so pleased to guide that workshop. It was a learning experience for me to learn from these couples, these beautiful, gorgeous couples. And I hope to do it again one day. God, we just need more heart-centered work, don't we? I hope we can stay focused on staying present with our hearts, no matter how fast our world is going. And I hope that today's episode sparked a desire within you to explore your heart in new ways. Because the world may feel hectic, but remember, it's in the moments of connection and slowing down that we find ourselves again. Embracing discomfort can lead to a greater understanding of ourselves and our partners. So ask yourself this question: how do you create space for exploration and self-discovery? Then commit to take one small step, whether it's a dance class, a journaling session, or even just a quiet time for reflection. Let's keep moving forward on this new journey together. Until next time, remember, you are not alone on this journey. We'll talk soon.